changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Let me tell you this story, okay? When I first wrote my book, A Complaint-Free World, I had no idea if what I was doing was right. I had written sermons, I had written blog posts, I had written chapters for a book, never had them edited or anything like that. I listened to over and over again On Writing by Stephen King, and I listened over and over again to Lonesome Dove by Larry McMurtry, because Stephen King says Larry McMurtry writes the greatest dialogue ever written. And that was my preparation. And so I sat down and I wrote this book. And as I was writing, like I said, I had no idea if what I was doing was right. It was years later that I discovered that I was doing what is right for that type of book. Now, you write a script very differently than you write a book. But with a book, usually you outline it, and then you start that first chapter, which is always hard. You may restart it a dozen times, or you may end up throwing that first chapter away, or how you started it. But usually you go back, edit, write some more, back, edit, write some more, back, edit, write some more. And you do that so that you stay on track with what you were thinking the last time you were doing this. And so I did all of that, and I knew how many words it had to be, and I had several friends read it, and I thought it was powerful. I thought it was impactful. And back then, you got to realize this was 2007. I printed it off, and I overnighted it to my editor at Doubleday at the time, which has changed names several times, but it's still the same company, Random House. And I overnighted it to him. And then about 6 weeks later, I get back a similar package in the mail, and I can hear something rattling inside of it. And when I open it and turn it, there's two things in there. There's two pencils, a red and a blue. And I pulled out this manuscript. I pulled out this book that I had written, my first book, that I had worked so hard on it. I thought it was perfect. I thought my editor was going to say, this is the best thing ever, period, full stop. And when I turned the pages, I saw red, 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 question marks, red. Where did you find this? Red. Are you sure about this? Red. And this was the first edit. This wasn't even copy editing. Books get edited 3 to 5 times. And that's kind of the point I want to talk about. And instantly, I went from being on top of the world as an author to being a WPOS, worthless piece of sand. You ever get that feeling where you just go from who to who? You become a worthless piece of whatever. I won't use the word on my jumpstart. You know what it is. And I also became so afraid that I couldn't do it, that I couldn't go back. I couldn't make the changes. I couldn't make the corrections. All of a sudden, I felt hopeless. But then I took the very first question the editor sent me, and I answered it or corrected it or changed it. And then I addressed the next thing. And I didn't end this story, or I didn't loop this story back together, or could maybe I think of a better story from my own life, or something like that. And I sent it back. And I got it back with red, but less red. So I bring all of this up to you to say that I've been watching this masterclass with Aaron Sorkin. Aaron Sorkin, of course, wrote the first 4 episodes of The West Wing, Sports Night. He wrote Steve Jobs. He wrote Moneyball. He wrote The Social Network. He's one of the greatest writers alive by far. Certainly the most, one of the most, commercially successful. And I've been listening just to learn about writing, just all aspects of writing. At one point I wanted to write a nonfiction book. But as I watched this yesterday, he was talking about having a team of people who really know how to edit your script. And he's got a producer who's worked with him on 3 movies. He's got 2 or 3 other people, and they're all just top notch. They understand scripts. They understand entertainment. They understand Aaron Sorkin. They understand the market. And he says, so once he's got his script down to where he feels like it's just perfect, like it, every joke lands, every tearful moment strikes a chord, everything is absolutely perfect, he begins to share it with these other people. And invariably, they will come in and they'll say, well, let's spend some time looking at it. So he'll go to his producer friend and he will say, spend the first 5 minutes saying, good job. Now, listen to this. If you've drifted away, you need to hear what I'm about to say, okay? So Aaron Sorkin, one of the great American writers right now, will write his screenplay with his team. He has a team of people who do research. He brings it all together. He sits down with his producer, and the first thing the producer tries to do is to assure Aaron that he did a good job. Because no matter where we are, at whatever level, we want to feel like we've done a good job. He then goes through and begins to do what they call page turning. They literally read the script aloud and they turn the pages. And as they turn the pages, they discover things that even then still aren't working through a very professional lens. And Sorkin says, at the end of that day, I gather all my stuff up, put it into my briefcase, and head to the hotel to rewrite the script again. Now, the interesting thing is, he says, as I walk to the elevator, I feel like a WPOS. Aaron Sorkin, the great Aaron Sorkin, feels like a worthless piece of sand after getting feedback from someone who knows him, loves him, wants to improve him. So I bring all this up to say that none of us likes to have our work criticized. And yet it is only through the criticizing of our work that our work improves. Daniel is here. Daniel Byrne is here with me. Daniel had his hand in 2 of my books. My books are better because of Daniel. And there are people out there who are willing to give you their help and who are willing to give you their support. I think a lot of times about people who self-publish, and I always discourage people from doing that right out of the gate for a number of reasons. Because if you self-publish and you have a failure, a publisher will never look at you again. If you self-publish with a publisher and have a failure, then a lot of times the blame is spread. When we publish with someone, we're guaranteed a team of people. And it took me literally until about that, the first book I worked on with Daniel, to realize that these people are not saying, you screwed up when you used a colon instead of a semicolon, or why in the world can't, they don't ever say it this way. But Will Bowen cannot spell the word here as opposed to here. Here he came, H-E-A-R, into the room. It's wrong. These people make me look good, and they help turn whatever I'm able to do into something better. So who is out there who is willing to take what it is you're wanting to do and help you improve? I call this the greater nerd theory. There's always somebody out there who wants to help you improve. Anyone who has achieved some level of success wants to share that success with other people because they know the frustration they felt. So ask yourself, where are you going and who can help you get there? And then let them help you. Let them contribute. And if you feel like a WPOS, well, it's normal and you'll get over it. Every time, and this is something even Aaron Sorkin was saying, every time I've tried to push through to a new level in entertainment, I have felt like just totally not worthy. And most people let that stop them. Other people say, how can I get people to help me? Let's take a minute and check in with you guys. Any parting comments? If you haven't told me you're grateful, let me tell me right now, what are you grateful for? This might become part of our daily practice. You can't have too much gratitude, friends. And the other thing is, because I said friends, it's time to click share. Click share right now. Just share this message with your friends and family so that they can start their day in a positive way. Colleen, are you here for the first time? It's great to see you. Great to have you here. Cynthia Kehoe is here. She says, Kehoe, good morning, Brittany Lynn. Yeah, definitely felt that way. Self-care, says Brittany Lynn. Good morning, says Sue Grandchamp. I love your name. I want to be called Grandchamp. I had a friend who changed his name. I forget what it was originally, but he changed it to Sky St. John. He was a minister. And what a great name, Sky St. John. And originally he said he was just going to call himself Sky John, but he said that sounded like a bathroom on an airplane. Audience, audience, audience. Some people love that I write. Some people hate what I write. Criticism cannot be avoided. It can send me in a tailspin or make me grow. You know what, Ed? Here's the thing I believe. It's going to knock you into a tailspin. And then, if you're capable and comfortable, it's going to make you grow. I think I shared with you all one time I read all my negative reviews on Amazon. What was I thinking? And then I went back and I read Wayne Dyer's. And you know what? People were saying the same terrible stuff about me. Be sure and click share just like Jerome did. Shared says, Heather, everybody click share before we say goodbye and go off and have a wonderful day. Cynthia, thank you so much. She's grateful for her day. Now, remember, click share right now. It's the time to click share. And when you do, be sure and write shared in the comments section. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Meemaw says shared. I'm going to be taught. I've been looking, reading a lot about Buddhism. Just fascinating stuff. Buddhism is not a religion. It is in this country. And it's become sort of a religion, but originally it was considered psychiatry or psychology, according to the Buddha. I'm grateful that my work experience and employment as a copy editor. I'm so grateful that now that I'm single again, I can do these jumpstarts 7 days a week as I did this past weekend and have you all here with me to connect. You're all my friends. Thank you, Ed, for sharing. Thanks, everybody, for being here with me, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Click share. Say share. I'm going to continue to post as you share. Enjoy today. Teddy and I'll see you tomorrow. We were going to be outside today, but it was raining. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying.